Satnam, everybody, and welcome to Shock Deactivation. And as I was just saying, today, May 7th, 2013, is my birthday. And I had a beautiful, beautiful visitation from my parents this morning, who are on the other side of the veil, but it's so beautiful to feel their presence. And it was such a gift to me. And then I just so felt the light during Japji and after Japji, just receiving so many birthday greetings on Facebook. But before I even saw the actual happy birthday greetings, I so felt the light of everyone's soul. And I love what Arit was just saying, that we are the light. There's a light room, and if there's a light room in a dark room, we are the light room. So just walking around spreading our light is really our main job on the planet. I love that analogy. Thank you. So I was so feeling the light of everyone's souls that it was really uplifting to me this morning when I was meditating. It really helped me a lot, so I didn't feel so alone. And when I like to sit outside for a few minutes before the calls and meditate and ask Gaia what her message is, what she wants me to communicate or share. And it was powerful. The message I got from Gaia today was that what the Earth wants, what the Divine Mother wants, what Gaia wants with us, not from us, but with us. What I heard her say was what she wants is to breathe with her. It was beautiful. So I was sitting outside in the sunlight looking at little lettuce sprouts growing up and little tomato plants. And I just felt myself breathing with Gaia, and I heard her saying, thank you. And what I heard Gaia, Mother Earth, saying was that we have lots of people walking around on her surface, on her breast, and just breathing separately, as if they're separate from. And that was her request, breathe with me. And when we breathe with Gaia, we're having that aware of that connection and breathing with Gaia, that is the ascension. And the ascension is not something that we're doing by ourselves, moving into the room of light, of us working together. I think somebody needs to star six. I'm hearing like somebody's on a cell phone outside. I'm hearing wind over somebody's microphone. Thank you. So the ascension is it's a group project, so to speak. It's something that we're doing together. We're not ascending by ourselves. The ascension, by its very nature, is us being connected to the Earth, being connected to the light of our souls. And that connection, that breath with each other, with Gaia, which is what I was experiencing this morning, is the ascension. So whenever, you know, I may try to think, or someone may wonder, like, am I ascended, or am I enlightened, or am I liberated? It's not a question to ask. It's a way to feel and be in the ascension in that moment. And that's what the eclipses are really teaching us right now, and this all the Mother Taurus feminine energy, the activation of the Divine Feminine is breathing with. It's the receptivity to breathe in the frequencies of light together so that we can all go together. And maybe you've heard that definition of heaven, the definition of that there's a banquet full of food, and there's these really long spoons, and the spoons are so long that people can't feed themselves. So the definition of hell is people sitting at this banquet of food with these long spoons, and they can't feed themselves. but at the same table with the long spoons, there's another table, I mean at a different table or a different part of the table, where people are using the spoons to feed each other. So I like that definition of heaven and hell in relationship to this ascension, that we're really here to share and feed each other and nourish each other and connect with each other and to breathe with the mother. I really experienced the message I got from the mother from Gaia. It's very profound and so simple. What do you want, mother? Breathe with me, not just walking around breathing on top of me as if I'm not feeding you every second, as if the air on the planet is not sustaining you. So that's the consciousness that the astrology that I experience, the astrology is working to help us bring into the awareness in this time of Taurus, the time of the earth, the time of the earth sign. So the Saturn in Scorpio demands that we look at those dark rooms inside ourselves and open up the light of our souls and walk in the light, and it's only a breath away to walk with the light, with the Divine Mother, with the Earth. So we have that, we have the Saturn opposing Taurus, so it's saying, you know, this is an opposition. Wake up to walking with the Earth. Wake up to the maturity that you are here as a co-creator, as a protector with Gaia, not just to use the resources. So with the, we're coming up with the three eclipses, and also we have another Pluto-Uranus conjunction in a few days, which is the third one. Remember, we have these between now and 2015. So the Uranus is the changes, the breakdown of the systems that no longer support and nourish life, no longer support and nourish the Divine Feminine. So you can watch systems falling down, London Bridge is falling down, and the shift of power so that the institutions that we have will support life, will support the Divine Feminine. So we're moving into that space of what it is to actually live with these frequencies of love in the physical body. Taurus is the sensuous goddess, the tantrika, through touch, through feeling, through seeing, through knowing, through breathing in the flowers, through looking at the flowers, feeling a part of the flowers, receiving the beauty. This is a time of receptivity on the planet, and that's what Gaia wants us to receive the breath. Not just take a breath, but it's about receiving a breath. So that's an important distinction. And even looking at our languaging, do we take a breath or do we receive a breath? Do we take things for granted or do we live in gratitude and receive the blessings of the animals? As Arit was saying, everything's here for a purpose. So receive the blessing of the purpose of everything on the planet as contributing to sustaining the frequency of elevation so that we can move into the ascension process together. So we're really moving out of the head being separate from being individual identities, having to go out and prove ourselves and to be known as a separate individual that's had all these goals and struggled to achieve and struggled with our individuality. So at this point, we are here to enjoy our individuality, but to move from the just communication to communion. So we're moving from the head to the heart, and moving from the head to the heart is moving from communication to communion. So the astrology is really taking communion, where we feel that heart connection, and it's not about words. We can use words, but it's also important to use words that point the direction rather than words that take us away from the communion of the heart. So as masters, as people that are masters, as masters that we love to be in the presence of, it's really a love affair. So people know who their master is, and it can be more than one, or in a moment it can be a flower. But the connection with our masters, our connection with Yogi Bhajan, is really a communion. And the reason we need to go from communication to communion is we need to move into that space of trust. So the mind doubts. The mind has beliefs. So the two parts of the mind are doubt that aren't connected to the heart, are doubt and beliefs. So when people are fighting for their beliefs or fighting wars with their partners or with the neighbors or even in their own minds or even in our own minds when we are fighting battles like, why did this person do this and I don't like that and, you know, I believe this or whatever. The two parts of the mind that keep us from moving into the heart are beliefs and doubt. So when you have a child, the child just goes where the father goes where the mother goes. In complete unity, the child's not separated. The child hasn't developed a separate egoic mind that has to defend itself and has to be always on the lookout. So it's the same thing with moving into the connection with our masters, with that very trusting state. When we become like children and can move into communing with the heart, and we have that Saturn opposing Taurus, we're also able to stand in our own identity and hold our own identity. But the distinction of this astrology and what the astrology is showing us, I feel today, is when we can stand in our own individuality and in our communion at the same time. So that's the balance. That's the balance of holding our own God essence or goddess essence, so to speak, with the frequency of the light, with the frequency of breathing with the mother. When we stand in both and we're holding the polarity of unity consciousness within our own being, so we do have, so to speak, our own bodies, but we also are communing with and dependent on the body of the mother. So it's both and, it's not separate. So Saturn opposing Taurus, this is the lesson of the astrology right now. It's both and. We are in the room of the light and we are holding the frequency that balances the polarity of the darkness, that balances the shadow. So on one level, the physical body, 3D, is really nothing but a reflection of the light. It's the shadow. It's the form that's holding the light. So Saturn opposing Taurus, can we be in the shadow of the light in 3D, in physical form, and hold the light? So if we didn't have any darkness, we couldn't have any light. But it's just important to have the two flow together, the yin and the yang, merge and meet, and be able to hold their forms and flow. So it's a moment of communion when we can be in form but not attached to form. We can be in form but receiving the light. We can be in form but we're so empty of our beliefs and our doubt and our judgments and all of our, you know, so to speak, negative mind attachments. We're so empty that we're not looking, as Yogi Bhajan says, we're not looking outside of ourselves for God, but we're so open, we're so in a space of trust, we're so in a space of receiving that God comes to look for us. God, we're so magnetic that God essence wants to be with us. So now we are the form, but we're also the God essence. We're the form that's lit up by the divine. So we are the shadow and we are the light all at the same time. That's what this time is showing us, is asking us to embrace, to embody. So this is a day of communion for me, my birthday day, a day of communion, communing that I was born into a body, a day where my parents came to visit me, and I have such a beautiful communion experience with them at this time and a beautifully healed relationship with them. And I'm really enjoying that feeling of communion, and I'm working on embodying that feeling of communion. I also think it's interesting in terms of what's happening with the Earth and on the Earth is that we've just completed these disclosure hearings about ETs. And, you know, I was just asking, okay, ETs, we know you're here, that you have landed and everything, and there was some talk that the ETs are going to show themselves even more in 3D, and I asked them, you know, myself, why aren't you landing, showing yourself more? And the answer I got is they have landed, and with the disclosure, a lot of people are learning a lot more, and that they've been here for a long time. So what, you know, what they were saying is that the more light of awareness that they exist is just telling people that they have landed. And the technologies that we need are actually here, and they've been given to us. It's just that there's certain people that have been on the planet that have been so into profits and profiteering and taking from rather than wanting to share and give to, that these people that have been suppressing the technologies had to basically be stopped. So that's been the confrontation, and they're saying it's been going on a lot behind the scenes. A lot of people have been arrested and removed from the planet and all kinds of things. So the ETs told me, yes, we've landed. Now we're just working on removing those people that have been in 3D that have suppressed the technology. So I had to ask that question. Like, what's going on? Why aren't you here more? So as we breathe with the earth and move into our own hearts and commune with each other and the group, the technologies that have been given to us and the abundance that we live in is becoming more and more known and more available for us to receive. So we have an opportunity to go deeper and deeper, millions and millions of times deeper, millions and millions of times higher. This is the song of the master called Maha Mudra. Maha Mudra, we know Maha is the great and Mudra is the position, so to speak, the state of receptivity that we need to be into to receive the greatness, to move into the total orgasm, the total communion with the whole, with the universe, and the melting into the very source of being. So this is the Taurus moment. This is what we have at this time. We have an opportunity to become the deepest valley of reception, beyond the mind, beyond the belief, beyond doubt. And then the deepest peaks of consciousness can be given to us. So we can receive what's coming. We can receive the frequencies of ascension together and walk through the valley of the shadow together, fearing no evil, which is, evil is just live spelled backwards. So learning how to really live, learning how to really live and embody life in this 3D form. That's our liberation. So, of course, I was interested in the hookum today. And we talked last week a little bit about the hookum from the Golden Temple. So we'll talk a little bit about that today, and then we'll chant and commune. And then we'll talk a little bit more. So the hookum today from the Golden Temple tells us that union, and that's what we're talking about, the oneness with the Lord, so we'll say with the Divine Mother, the Lord, the Lordess, the God, the Goddess, is acceptable, this is interesting, which is united in intuitive poise. So again, our intuition, that's our divine part, where we're getting the messages from the divine, from higher frequencies, follow the guidance, which is in alignment with the mind of God, intuitive poise. So when we're in our intuition, we feel balance, we feel poise, not pulled by duality one direction or another. Thereafter, one does not die and does not come and go in reincarnation. So we're not pulled by duality. The Lord's slave is in the Lord, and the Lord is in his slave. So the unity consciousness. So we could say the goddess, the surrender to the Divine Mother, breathing with the earth, is something that comes into us. And also, as it comes into us, it also connects us with the divine, that which is outside of us. Wherever I look, I see none other than the Lord. So again, we're just having this experience of oneness. The Gurumukhs, those that speak from the truth of the Guru, of the light, the Gurumukhs worship the Lord. And think about the word worship. And I actually wrote a whole piece on this one time about what worship means.
I'm going to make you some food.
I think we need a little star six about somebody's talking about food. Hello? So, we're getting a phone call, everything. Okay, one who worships the Lord. So what's worth, we talk about ferrying across terrible world ocean. So that which has value, that which is worth taking a ship or going across. So this journey to this unity consciousness is worth taking. The Gurumukhs worship the Lord and find his celestial home. So it's worth breathing with the earth. It's worth chanting. It's worth doing our pranayama. We know where we're going. We're going to our celestial home. Getting a lot of interference. Somebody came onto the call. Star 6, if you just came on. Without meeting the guru, the light, they die and come and go in reincarnation. Thank you. So make him your guru who implants the truth within you, who leads you to speak the unspoken speech, as we're talking about communion rather than communication, who merges you in the word of the Shabbat, the divine Sankaran. God's people have no other work to do. They love the true Lord and Master, and they love the truth. So that's everything we've just been talking about. We're here to be, like Saint Germain said, be the light room. Just walk in the light. Beautiful. So, I was just guided. We'll just chant with Guru Ram Dass. Chant a Guru Ram Dass chant, which is a chant that opens up the heart chakra. Guru Guru Wahe Guru Guru Ram Dass Guru. And chant of the heart chakra. Servant of the heart. Ram Dass, heart. Servant. Dass is servant.
Guru Ram Dass. Guru, 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 Guru.
with the earth, with each other. Feel the ascension frequencies. We're rising in love together. I was feeling the angels literally weeping with us. Thank you. And let it go, and let it go, and let it go. And Yogi Bhajan is saying, if you like, then your assignment for this week is to chant Guru Ram Dass, put on a Guru Ram Dass chant, and just breathe with the earth, and just fill your heart, and feel the beautiful new energies that are coming onto the planet. They would be most grateful. Thank you. Beautiful. Would anybody like to share anything? If you haven't floated off into the ethers. Is anybody still there? Did I lose everybody? Hello? Maybe I lost everybody. No.
We're here.
Oh, good. That was really deep, wasn't it? I want to give you guys as much time as possible, but we are on a phone call. That was so deep. I didn't want to come back either. Time frame.
It was like floating.
Yeah. So how do you like that? The message I got from Gaia, it's like, what do you want me to talk about today? Well, just breathe with me.
It just felt so good to hear that, because that's basically what I've been doing. I think since Saturday morning, I just got this call to do sadhanas outside in the morning. So what I've been doing is sitting outside and listening to Japji and listening to the daily Hupanam and doing my breathing out there, and I'm looking at the sun coming up at the same time, so that's been such an awesome feeling for me. So it kind of just took me right back there when you were talking.
Great, thank you. Beautiful.
Satnam, this is Lisa in Salt Lake.
Oh, hi, Lisa.
Hi. I loved what you said. That was so wonderful, and I, too, have been doing... I've been doing a prayer, like hello?
You've been doing a prayer? Which prayer? Say it again, please.
I think it's called Dhanvat Pranam, where it's like a prostration where you do Adhare Name, and then you lie down on your stomach flat on the ground, and then do Adhare Name, Adhare Name 11 times.
Wow, that's powerful.
Well, I've been doing it outside on the ground.
Oh my gosh.
And I haven't, like, I mean, I started out doing it here in my house, in my room where I do my sadhana, but then lately I've been really pulled to wait a little bit so it's not quite so early, and wait a little bit and then go to the park. I live near a park, and I just do it on the ground in the park, and it has been really magical. And I really do have that feeling of breathing with the earth, and then, you know, standing up and drawing the energies up from the earth to the sun, and then connecting it back down through me. And I really love what you said, because sometimes I think, am I just like a crazy person out here?
Profound that I'm getting messages from the earth.
Yeah. You're good. You're in good company.
Yes, you are. Yeah, I know. So I just love you guys for being just as earth-loving as me, so thank you. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Lisa. I really appreciate it. I'm really glad you're on the call today. Thank you.
That was awesome, Lisa. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Really. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Go ahead, Linda. I think it's so neat how we're all being drawn outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's
It's really great. And I mean, if you ever want to try just lying down, like on your stomach with your arms out, you know, in prayer position, and breathing that way, it's like, I mean, I can feel the energy in my body. I can't, you know, I'm not like hearing any voices per se, but it's like more of a kinesthetic feeling for me. Like, I just feel like I'm melting into the earth, and that the earth is coming up into me, and it just feels really like I'm in these loving arms.
Wow. That's a beautiful para sensation energy. Perfect.
Yeah.
I love it. When you said that, I totally felt that melty feeling, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
This group is really awesome. They're light warriors. I'm in awe for this group. It's just unbelievable. So great.
I love this group. Yeah.
They all work so hard, and we all have our unique way how to spread the light and be connected.
And I love it, and I feel that, you know, when we talk about what's going on with the astrology and that one, everybody shares their individual experiences. It just feels that we're all so kind of having this experience.
What's the ringing?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Naya here. Naya calling. Naya calling in. Oh, Bajan calling in. You know, that we're all kind of really getting the same frequencies. I love that. I was also getting that Yogi Bhajan was saying, you know, to do, you know, as we put, I put these calls on a website, but to put more things on YouTube. And he said, because I was thinking about what you said about Saint Germain and the channel and the people on the call, and he said, he told me it's okay to, although some people wouldn't agree, but I feel that he said it was okay for me to put some things, you know, up on YouTube and say it's, you know, a Yogi Bhajan channel or channeling Yogi Bhajan, you know, so people can get that these calls aren't just, you know, we're not just like chatting away. We're actually working with, and he's working with us to transform energies and karma or whatever we call, whatever needs to be transformed, that he's actually working with us on these calls and to let, you know, other people know. So
I love that idea.
That's a very good idea. I really, really, and it's a needed idea. It really, because there, he's our master is so loved everywhere, and once you put something out there and say that you are, that we're working with him, I bet everybody would connect.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
we're just doing it silently all by ourselves, very quiet and very quaint, but I think it's time for us to spread our wings.
I totally get that, and I really appreciate that feedback, because I'm kind of feeling like I'm needing our support, because it is, we have formed a kind of a collective or whatever, a unity consciousness with this group, and so that really helps me. Yeah, I feel it's time for us to spread our wings, and we can put it out like that, and we'll have, you know, lots of people at our retreats and workshops, and because it's needed, and it's wonderful, and it's just, I'm feeling that's the message. Okay, don't be quite so humble. So to speak, that's what I was hearing and saying, kind of laughing.
I think that's a great idea.
I have that, but, you know, let's step it up a little.
He's inviting us,
and we're receiving his divine direction. Thank you. He's our teacher, so he's saying he's here to also to push us off the cliff, out of the nest. The little dove that Linda was taking care of. I said, okay, I'm taking care of you guys, and you can also spread your wings and be a protection for others who are also ready to fly and just need some support and some reassurance. So
I totally agree with that idea. I think it's a nifty idea, and it's a needed, like I said, because everybody's out there but us.
Yeah.
Everybody has some kind of a YouTube. You Google YouTube for some anybody's name, and there's hundreds of them. It's time for us also to have a YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
Be out there.
Okay, that's what we're going to do now. We've gotten the real homework from the master. We've gotten our next step to really get out there. So that's he's saying that's the birthday present.
A good birthday present. It's a good one.
Be more yourself. he gave us the next level up, and you guys are all in it. Whoever's on this call today, you guys are all in it with me. So he's saying it. Oh, that's great. Yeah. It was so funny. I just love my little thrift store stories, but I just had the urge to go over there after I had that after my parents came to visit me this morning, and right before the call, I just ran over there because it closes at 1 o'clock. It's only open a couple hours. It's just a little church store. And my parents actually gave me a present, and I knew it was from them, because it's just this is a very vulnerable thing for me. But you know, when you have those childhood things that are only vulnerable to you and you can't really share with anybody else, it just means. But I'm going to share it anyway, because you guys are me, and I am you. But when I was a child, my parents always gave me a music box. I always had a music box that I would always listen to at night to help me go to sleep. They play, which I thought was really sweet, that they would read me a story and play music for me, you know, very gentle, sweet music. And so when I went over to the store today, I saw right there is a music box. And it was so cute, and I bought it, and it was $3. And I knew it was their present to me.
Oh.
It was really cute. It had a picture is like a little rectangular wooden box, and you lift it up and play some music. And the picture on the front is like little bears having a picnic, like teddy bear picnic, which is kind of one of my favorite childhood stories. So I just felt really touched by being with my parents and them giving me such an intimate birthday present. I wanted to share with you all, because I feel that this moment and this call with you and the instructions, the information we got from our master is like really intimate. And that's what I really feel is what I was talking about on the call, about when we have that heart connection with each other and with our master. It's like a communion, and it's just a moment of trust. It's so beyond words, and it just really allows us to go deeper into the divine. To fall, kind of fall deeper in love. So I really feel this is a very powerful day.
I did too. There's a very strong vibration in my body right now.
Yeah, thank you everybody. This is my best birthday present.
I hope we'll stay together for a long, long time and move into the higher dimension together.
We are, so be it. It is. That's already been decided. So great.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. It's been decreed because of our devotion. That's what I heard. Because of our devotion. So beautiful. Would anybody else like to share anything before we complete, and then we'll work together on our next level? So we got the instructions. Guru Ram Dass chant and Yogi Bhajan channeling, so others can come under this protective wing of the divine bird.
Oh, how about a good intention for the dinar to RV tomorrow?
Yes, so be it. We'll open up the wings of abundance and allow abundance to flow, so we can have plenty of earthly wampum to move easily about the planet and share this truth and this love with others. Okay. Ooh, I really feel that in my heart. I got a little electric connection there. How about you?
Me too. So, okay, we'll keep it that way. I'm excited.
Okay. Put our birthdays out. Okay, everybody, I'm so thrilled we could all be together today. My heart's really overflowing. Like I said earlier, I felt angels weeping. There's so much love going on.
Well, thank you and happy birthday.
thank you.
Yes, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. I'll be with you in spirit and talk to you next week. Satnam.
Satnam.
Bye-bye. Bye.